Shalom Aleichem. How do you feel?
Aleichem, we have a regen. I just came out of
the house. Yeah, I know. Baruch Efechelem.
Huh?
Baruch Efechelem. Okay, I'm going to talk a little bit tonight just about the inyan of the Asiyas HaMishkan. What was the point? What's the point of Asiyas HaMishkan? The Gemara in Ksubis, just as an introduction to Parashas Truma, the Gemara in Ksubis brings down a very fascinating story where one of the Tanoim, their son, became an Achosim and he made a neder that he's not going to see his Kali, he's going to sit and learn for, according to one Girsa, 12 years before he actually gets married. One Girsa is 12 months. But the Pasha the Gears are 12 years. Anyway, like any chosin, he didn't, it's hard to wait. So he decided that he has to be Matir Neda. So the Gemara brings down that when he went to his father to be Matir Neda, he was embarrassed. Because he didn't have to now tell his father, you know, I have, you know, the heart's clapped. I want to get married now. And he felt it look like a... He looked like what he is, a human being. So it says the Gemara, Havi kol michsif me'avuya. He was embarrassed, Pashat. So his father saw what he was, that he was embarrassed. His father tells him, Lo mata bush, why are you embarrassed? Das koinach yeshbach. You like the Rabbanu Shalom. The Rabbanu Shalom said to the Emoi, V'sita Emoi Bahar Nachloscha. Hashem originally said that the Mikdash is going to be Bahar Nachloscha Mochin L'shiftuch Apal to Hashem. And all of a sudden Hashem said, V'asa the Mikdash. Hashem said, make now. Originally Hashem said in Eretz Yisrael. And then he switched it to now, V'asa the Mikdash. Chanti B'seichem. Now? See, basically his father was telling him, so you like the Rabbanu Shalom. You also said eventually, and now you're doing it. The Torah Tamima Gerade and his Tesefet Tesefes Bracha uses this Gemara Ksubis to explain the first Medrash in this week's parasha, because the Medrash says the Abba Bnei Yisrael Vikuli Tuma. So the Medrash says Hado Dichsiv Ahavti Yeschem Nu Hashem. This is what it means when it says I love you, Hashem. So he makes the analogy to that Gemara Ksubis. The fact that Hashem told us to put up a mikdash now, prematurely, shows how much Hashem loves us. Because He made us put up a mishkan early. This is all very nice to explain what this Tanya was trying to be Mephias' son. Very nice. But Lamaise, you have to explain, what taka was the kavan of the Rabbanu Shalom? Why did Hashem tell us to build a mishkan, b'chlal? What was the point of it? Clearly, as the Gemara says in Ksubis, it was not the idea. The ideal was a Beis HaMikdash. That was the ideal. That was the plan, and that was the ideal that Hashem had in mind. What is this whole idea of a premature, well, basically what this was a premature bridge gap something. Let's put something together. Chesky, the modular. Hey, let's put something together. You know, Chesky's modulars are more permanent. Let's put something together. What was the point of all of this? So with that in mind, let's start the parasha. The parasha says like this. Tabu b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu li truma. They should take from me truma. Obvious right away the question is, what does it mean v'yikhu li truma? Medrash right asks the question. Why is it v'yikhu? It should say v'yitnu. Right, it says they should take truma. They should give. When you go to somebody, you ask him to give. You ask him to give, not to take. It says v'yikholi truma. They should take truma. Additionally, Rashi brings down here v'yikholi truma. Li means l'shmi. For my name, v'yikholi l'shmi. For my name, which really becomes the undercurrent of the whole din of l'shma. That although in all of the Torah, we know that you could do something shaloi lishma, it's also good. By the Mishkan, it has to be lishma. There's some higher level. That the, one of the reasons why David HaMelech couldn't build a Beis HaMikdash because it couldn't have been 100%, the Malbim says 100% lishma. Because since David was an Ishmael Chama, so the Malbim explains in Divrei Hayomim that for David HaMelech, the Beis HaMikdash represented security. So he couldn't make it purely lishma. So David couldn't put up the Beis HaMikdash. That's how the Malbim explains the fact that David was an Ishmael Chama. So he couldn't put up the Beis HaMikdash. He says because he couldn't do it 100% lishma. Okay. Because it says that when the Beis HaMikdash is up, the Chevel lo yavo ba'altzichem, a sword won't pass in your land. Of course, we could mess up also, like we have. But so long that we don't mess up, the Beis HaMikdash represents an added level of security. And since David was a man who was involved in Muhammad, which, you know, Sharon always used to say, a real Sharon always used to say, when they used to call him a hardliner, like this, you know, until the end they didn't call him a hardliner anymore, you know, when he disengaged from Gaza. Because Lamaisa, he used to say, I fought in every single war. He did. It's Moshe Nefesh. You can't take that away. He fought in every single war. When we lived in Eretz Yisrael, Tov Shalom and Gimel, the Yom Kippur War, that was a very scary war. And I remember, you know, I was a little kid, he was wounded. He got a head wound from a bomb, shrapnel, whatever it was. He was hospitalized. And he came back to the battleground with a they have famous pictures of it, but I remember. Yeah, we can't take away the Mesias Nefesh. He was Mesias Nefesh. So he said, now on him, does anybody want security? It's me. What do you think? I want my children should have to have five wars in their lifetime like I did. Just the opposite. I'm not an Ish Damim. I'm Ish Shalom. I don't want that. That's not what I want for my kids. That they should have to do what I did. So David HaMelech, one peace, Lahavdil David HaMelech. I don't want to put it in the same sentence. David HaMelech wanted peace. So he was chasaron in Lishma. Why is Lishma so critical? I just got told Herbie Zakarin. You know, he was in the appeal, I'm sure you noticed, he was the biggest number in the appeal. He was the 18,000. So I told him that the day that he just sent in the 18,000, the day that he sent it into the yeshiva. So I told him his story. I said, you should know that when you give tzedakah, sometimes you're zoicha that your tzedakah goes to a very good cause. Tzedakah is always good. Nobody ever has charata later that they have tzedakah. One of the people that's helped me the most financially, he always tells me his only charata is that the years that he made very big, that he didn't give more tzedakah. Even though he gave plenty of tzedakah, but he wish he gave even more tzedakah. He gave millions and millions. He wish he gave more than that. People don't, Baruch Hashem, don't regret stalker later. So, when Valozhin and Yeshiva had a fundraiser, he famous mice, he drove around with a junky old wagon. And he came to Chaim Valozhin. He told Chaim Valozhin, it's not bizayon for the Yeshiva. You got me something respectable. I'm collecting for Lozhin and Yeshiva. I shouldn't drive around with a piece of garbage. So they got him a white horse with a nice wagon. They got him a Cadillac, a Lexus. He should look like a man. He shouldn't drive around like a shmigegi. Anyway, he went to one balabas who always gave him money. The guy stopped giving money. He saw him pull up with that. He stopped giving money. So Chaim Valozhin now was going through the town the following year. He stopped by that balabas. He said, why did you stop giving money to Valozhin? The guy was very embarrassed. It's much easier to play around with the Meshulach. Chaim Valozhin, so he hemmed and he already told Chaim Valozhin, he said, listen, I don't want to give money to the horses. I want to give money to Valozhin Yeshiva. Ich will nicht geben Geld für das Feld. So Chaim Valozhin told him very simple. He said, in this week's parasha, it says that everything went to Moshe Rabbeinu, and then you had the Bezalel and Eliyav, Chochmei Lev. It says, Lachshav Machshavos. They knew how to think thoughts. So Chaim Valozhin says, why does it say Lachshav Machshavos? Why does it say Lachshav Machshavos? So Chaim Valozhin says, how did Bezalel know which gold to use on the Aron, to put on the Aron HaKodesh, and which gold to make on the doorknob? obviously, everybody wanted their gold to go on the Oron HaKodesh. So how did he decide? So the Reb Chaim Volozhin said it depends on the machshav of the guy who gave it. Lachshav machshavis. They were able to think, Bezalel was able to figure out what the mindset was. And based on that mindset, that's where he gave the money. So he told him, you don't worry where your money's going to go. You give it with the right intent, and it won't go for the horses. It won't go for the horses. So I told Herbie, he had a schus, because that day that the yeshiva got his $18,000, we were short for payroll that day. And the bookkeeper told me we're short for payroll. So I told the boys, it was 12 o'clock, so I can't give shit today. I got to pay the rabbi. So I'm going to make phone calls now to get a couple of people. Usually to raise $20,000, I can't make one phone call. I have to make three phone calls or four phone calls. People don't give 20,000, people give five. 20 is a bigger nesina. So I have to make some calls now. So as I was about to cancel shiur, the bookkeeper comes and she says, Herbie sent an 18. I was able to go straight to shiur. So I told him, your money went straight to shiur. Because without that, I wasn't going to give shiur. So it was like, it was right in there. But what's interesting is that lachshav machshavah, is that it's so critical in the Beis HaMikdash what your thought was. The lishma. Why is lishma so critical? By tztaka we say faker, tzelz ulztaka b'shul shiich yibini, harezat tzadeh gomo. Over here there's such an emphasis on lishma. Why is there such an emphasis by the erection of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan, that everything has to be lishma? So I want to tell you a simple idea, and it will give us an understanding in this whole phase of the Mishkan, and what its function was. What was the function of having a Mishkan in the Midbar? I mean, the Shlo HaKadosh deals with the whole problem, how they were able to bring Karbonos in the Midbar. There's no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, right? How do you have a Kodesh Kedoshim in Chutz La'aretz? So the Shlo HaKadosh deals with that. He's bothered by it. What's going on? And Shlo HaKadosh has a whole kind of explanation. He says that when the Jews were in the Midbar, the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael went with them from place to place. The Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash went with them. That's what he says. So, but what was the whole need for it? Wait, we'll go to Eretz Yisrael, we'll have a Beis HaMikdash. So I think we could say the following idea, and this would give us a better understanding. What was the function really of the Mishkan? We have in Parshas Nosei the famous Medrash that says that if somebody doesn't give Truma, because it says the Parsha Truma right before the Parsha of Seita, right next to each other. So the Medrash, a very difficult Medrash. The Medrash says somebody who doesn't give Truma, the end is his wife will become a Seita. Like, what's the connection? Truma, Seita? So the Ksav Sefer has a brilliant idea from his father, from Ksav Sefer. He says, so I told David this week, Asa b'shul sitis asa. If you give Meiser, you'll have money. And if you don't give Meiser, you'll lose your money. If you don't give Tzedakah, you won't make money. So he says like this, why does anybody have a Seita? L'chayr, if you have a wife who's a Seita already, just divorce her. What are you bothering with her, if you think about it? You told her not to go with the guy, she went to aid him, she went to go. What? Just to give her a get. You have to go to Beis HaMikdash and test out if she'll rupture. Just give her a get. Huh? Oh, that's the Ksav Sefer Schat. You remember that? That's a great, good, Muhammad. So he says, the guy can't divorce his wife because he can't afford a ksuba. That's the pshat. Somebody doesn't give myself, save shatista ishta. Because he won't afford a ksuba. He'll be stuck. Very good. So what bothered me, it's a great chap. The chap is worth everything. This is a word that stands on its own chap privileges. Right? But in Pshat, that's not the Mashmoy's Chazal. Chazal is mashma, this will be a cause that the wife will be kamasaita. Not that if you'll have a bad wife, you won't be able to divorce her. It's that your wife, you'll have this problem. What's the pshat? So in the past, I've given one mahalach. I want to tell you another thought, could be, to explain it. And it ties into this. Really, what's the whole idea of the Beis HaMikdash? What's the idea of having the Beis HaMikdash? So, clearly Beis HaMikdash is a place where we're mechaber to the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? But conceptually, als Yidden, and that we believe that Hashem is b'chol meloichol aretz kvoda, right? Which was Moshe Rabbeinu's first question in Truma. The Medrash says, when Hashem said, build me a house, Moshe said, build you a house. In a sense, the whole concept of a house for the Rabbeinu Shem is a stira. It's a stira. You go to Kaser, you go to Vizhnitz, some of the houses there, 15,000 square feet. Pasha just for the kindle. They can have 3-4 deris living in one house. And over there, 3-4 deris could be 100 neshamas. Right, you're talking about Pasha. And eventually, you can't fit them into one house. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Rabbeinu Shalom, for you, I'm going to build a house. You're beyond any scope of limitation. I'm going to try it, not try it. So what's really the avoid of the Beis HaMikdash? The avoid of the Beis HaMikdash really is that when you, and that's Tosfos and Bava Basra, Daf Chof Aleph. Tosfos says, why is it that the Malamdei Tinoikos used to teach Torah only in Yerushalayim? So Tosfos says, because they wanted all children to go and see the Beis HaMikdash, and they'll develop from that. So that's why all the Chadorim were only in Yerushalayim. It was only Takonos of Yishu Ben Gamla. He made a Takonah to make Chadorim everywhere else. It used to be everybody brought their kids to Yerushalayim to learn Torah. How it worked, I don't know. It must have been a very difficult thing. But it says they brought all their kids to Yerushalayim. But then the Gemara says somebody didn't have a father. They couldn't. They were stuck. So Yishu Ben Gamla, the Gemara praises him. He made a takone, chadorim b'chol mokim. But until he came around, it was only kimitzin teitzitur. So Tosfos says, because there was something they got. What's the pshat? I think the pshat is like this. People get distorted. Really, everything around us is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Our homes are the Ribbono Shel Olam. Our businesses are the Ribbono Shel Olam. The world we look at is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam's world. It's all the Ribbono Shel Olam's world. And that's the Metzius. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam's world. He was mechaber to this. Christy. You know, he's been having a rough couple of weeks. I'm sure Olam knows with his bridge gate. He's been having a difficult couple of weeks. He blocked off the bridge. He blocked off a couple of lanes. It turns out that it was Zichah in the discussion of Lishma. It was Sholei Lishma. It wasn't Lishma. And so he said, you know, more than anything, he said, he was talking recently. He said, it's God's world. God's world. And we have no right to do this kind of thing. It's God's world. Everything's God's. Baruch Shekivein. God's world. The Beis Ham, us as human beings, we get distorted. We lose focus. If we would always have that focus, we'd be in a whole different place. We lose focus. We lose focus. The Beis HaMikdash, really what its job is, the Beis HaMikdash really is the reality of everything. It's all the Ribbono Shel Olam's world. Shulchan Shel Adam is a Mizbeach. The Gemara says, look at your home. Your home is a Beis HaMikdash. Because really the world is the Ribbono Shel Olam's world. But the Beis HaMikdash is a place where there's super focus. You walk in there and you say, wow, I feel. But really what you feel there is what you're supposed to feel everywhere. The Beis HaMikdash is supposed to bring reality. It's not fantasy island. Lahavdil, it's not Epcot Center. It's not Disneyland, the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a wow, wonderland. No, the Beis HaMikdash is the reality. And it's supposed to impact you that you walk around the world now and say, wow, you know what? This is the Ribbono Shel Olam's veld. It's not my veld. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam's veld. That's the purpose of Beis HaMikdash. It's a reality check. It's not a trip to Neverland where you see over there things that... No. That's reality. That's the tachlis. And that's why in Beis HaMikdash is only kosher if you shech the korban when the doors of the heichal are opened. Because the impact of Beis HaMikdash has to go out. We spoke about this in the Daf HaYomi. We were talking about this week in Yuma. So I want to tell you very simple. Therefore, if you get involved in the Beis HaMikdash Shalei Lishma, you have no purpose of it. The whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is how much it impacts your psyche of realizing everything is the Rabbanu Shalei. So if you put the Beis HaMikdash up Shalei Lishma, there's no purpose. The Ebersha doesn't need a house. You need a perception. The whole purpose of the Mishkan is to renew your perception. So if you're not going with the right mindset, then there's no purpose for the whole thing. That's why the first words for Asulis is Rashi Lishmi. How much Shechin is there? How much you focus? It's us. It's our focus. It's the V'yikru. The purpose of the Mishkan is how much you take out of the Mishkan. Not how much you put into the Mishkan. The Yikholi Truma. The purpose of the Mishkan is not to give a donation, because the Eibishter doesn't need the donation, he doesn't need the Mishkan, he doesn't need anything. You need something. And how much the Mishkan has value, how much you could take from it. We had a very narrow history, in our history as Klal Yisrael, where we weren't able to get disengaged from where the Rabbanu Shel Olam is. And that's in the Midbar. In the Midbar, we don't have business. In the Midbar, we didn't get a paycheck. In the Midbar, we didn't have houses. In the Midbar, everything was the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Anani HaKovid, Mon, Mayim, everything was direct, divine. The Midbar was the reality. But the truth is, it wasn't Fantasy Island, the Midbar. The Midbar was reality without any kind of disruption and distraction. That's what the Midbar was. And therefore, that was a time to build the foundation of what the Beis HaMikdash has to be. The purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is to bring back that element of the Midbar. Chazal tell us that the fire that came in the Mishkan stayed, it never went out. It went to Shiloh, it went to Givon, it went to the Beis HaMikdash. That means this Mishkan was a foundation for all the future. So I want to tell you very simple. The reason for that was so it could continue the element of the Midbar forever. The Mon and the Mayim and our whole reality of what we had in the Midbar, that was supposed to be capsulized and preserved. And that was the purpose of the Mishkan. The purpose of the Mishkan was to keep that reality that we had then, L'dor L'doros. And that explains the whole Indian what's going on here. Let's stop it. It's not for now. No, it's going to be instant, but it's not.
Shabbos. You're going to Eretz Yisrael.
Yes, I'm going to.